服务源于聆听，怀昆塔之音现在开始播音。各位尊敬的奉献者们，大家早上好，今天是2019年3月12日星期二，我们再次荣幸的邀请卡塔拉贾帕布继续为我们讲述博家梵歌原意的概述，敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare KrishnaNamaha Om Bhishnudai Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Dinamine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Pashyati Deshutanine. We're speaking from Bhagavad Gita Chapter 18.
我们今天继续讲述博家梵歌原意第十八章。
And you there?
Yes.
Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavad Gita, as we mentioned last week, is finished in 17th chapter, and this 18th chapter is just a summary of all the contents of the Bhagavad Gita.
正如我们在上周已经讲到过的，实际上整部《博家梵歌》已经在第十七章的时候就讲完了，而第十八章是整部《博家梵歌》的内容的总结。
So we're discussing different types of activities and different types of consciousness and the three modes of material nature.
我们之前描述了，在不同的物质自然属性当中的不同知觉状态下的活动。
Now we recognize things by not just the words, but by the consciousness and the actions of a person.
实际上我们对于一个人的考量呢，不仅仅是要看他的活动，而且还要看他活动背后的知觉状态，他的目的。
So it is said that a person who is in Krishna consciousness and always acts for the pleasure of Krishna, and such a person is always transcendental to the three modes of material nature, because such a person is free from false ego and pride.
一个处在 Krishna 知觉当中，并且总是为了 Krishna 的快乐而活动的人，总是超然于物质自然三属性，因为他已经摆脱了假我和骄傲。
When one acts in such a way, he's in the mode of goodness.
如果他以这样的方式去活动的话，他就是处在善良形态当中。
Now it said a person who wants to enjoy the fruits of his work, the fruits of his work means the result of his work. So the somebody who wants to enjoy the fruits of his work and is just interested in making his life as comfortable as possible, such a person is said to be in the mode of passion.
一个渴望享受他活动的结果，只是想尽可能的让生活舒适的人，这种人处在这种当中。
And a person who disregards scriptures and he's lazy, he procrastinates, and also is expert at insulting others.Such a person is said to be in the mode of ignorance.
漠视经典，懒惰，办事拖拉，精于侮辱他人，这样的人是在愚昧属性当中。
Now Krishna is going to explain how intelligence and determination affect such a person.
现在 Krishna 将解释，智力和决心是如何影响这些人的。
Now one thing I often hear from devotees is that, oh, I have no enthusiasm, I have no determination.
有的时候呢，我会听到奉献者们说，我没有热情，也没有决心。
I've been chanting so long, but nothing's happening, nothing's changing, I don't want to do anything anymore.
我已经念诵了那么长时间了。但是呢，什么事也没发生，什么变化也没有，我再也不想做了。
So now we need to understand this according to Bhagavad Gita.
所以呢，我们要根据《博家梵歌》来理解这些事情。
So when we do our duty according to the scriptures, that's called pravriti. And when we have no knowledge, we just simply speculate.
当我们根据经典来履行职责的时候，这就被称为 pravriti。而如果我们没有知识的话，那我们就会去推敲。
So it said devotees, they follow what's called pravriti marg. Marg means the pathway or a way that a road. So devotees follow pravriti marg. They follow the path of knowledge.
所以说呢，奉献者们追随的是 pravriti marg. Marg 的意思就是道路，也就是说，奉献者追随的是知识的道路。
And the other one, of course, is speculation.I think this, I think that.
而另一种呢是就是在那里心智推敲，我这么认为，那么认为。
If you ever listen to materialistic people talk, you'll find that they often say this. Well, I think this, or I think that. Many people speak like that.
如果我们去听一下那些物质主义者的那些谈话的话，我们就会发现他们总是这样说，我这么认为的，我那么认为的，他们总是以这样的方式说话。
So Srila Prabhupada famously, he said that as soon as you say I think, that means you don't know.
而Srila Prabhupada呢有一句非常著名的这个名言，就是他说到，一旦你开始说我认为怎么怎么样，那就是说明你其实对这个事情根本就不了解。
Because if you know, then you will say, according to Bhagavad Gita, it's like this, or according to scriptures, it's like this.
如果你真正的了解这件事情的话呢，你就会说，根据国家梵歌是怎么怎么样的，根据经典是什么什么样的。
So that is why devotees study carefully. They study the. So.The determination to practice over a long period of time is considered to be the mode of goodness.
坚持很长时间的决心被认为是处在善良属性当中。
And it's considered to be a sign of advancement when you perform your religious duties. In other words, when you do something, just like if you have been chanting Hare Krishna,for a long time, very, very perfectly and very systematically, this is a sign of advancement that you've been able to do this for a long time without sense gratification.
如果你能够很长时间的去做到念诵圣名，而且呢你能够非常完美的能够系统性的去做这件事情的话，这实际上是一种进步的表现。而且呢，你在做这些事情的过程当中是没感官享乐的。
And you're doing it because you want to please Krishna.
你之所以这么去做，是因为你想要去取悦 Krishna。
But sometimes you see people they do religious duties, but the idea is just they want to get some recognition or some mystic power. So that's considered to be in a mode of passion.
而有的时候呢，人们去履行一些宗教职责，但是呢，他们只是为了得到其他人的认同，或者是为了得到一些神秘力量。那这种呢，就是处在激情属性当中。
Like we find that Hiranyakashipu, was it Hiranyakashipu? Let me just think. I'm just trying to think of a good example. Yeah, Hiranyakashipu, he meditated. Long time, right?
Yeah.
And what for? What for? Only to become the most powerful creature. He didn't do it to please Krishna.
Oh, yeah. 比如说那个黑人卡西普，他做了长时间的苦行，但是他做这个苦行的目的就是为了让他自己变成全世界最强有力的人，而不是为了去取悦 Krishna。
Now, and when you simply dream and you're just always depressed in your activities, then that determination is said to be in the mode of ignorance.
当一个人仅仅是在做白日梦，或者是总是忧郁的时候呢，这种决心就被称为属于愚昧属性当中。
Now the result of these is also different, because there are also three different types of happiness which come from these activities.
那这不同属性当中的活动呢，也会带来不同的结果啊，因为呢，从这些不同的活动当中会带来不同的快乐。
Just like the practice of sadhana bhakti.
比如说 sadhana bhakti 的修习。
In the beginning, it can be very difficult to control the mind.
在刚开始的时候要控制心意可能是很困难的。
Maybe very difficult to get up early in the morning, take a bath, put on clean clothes.
可能呢早上要早起啊换上新的衣服是比较难以做到的事情。
Especially say in China, some places are very cold, you don't want to get up in the morning, you don't want to take a bath.
比如说在中国的某些地方非常的寒冷，然后呢你就不想早上早起来沐浴。
Many people don't have this habit of getting up and having a bath in the morning.
并没有很多人有这样的习惯，就是在早上早起并且沐浴。
Somebody was telling me, many people, they have this habit. They don't even take baths for 1 week, or sometimes even 1 month.
很多人都告诉我呢，他们没有这种每天沐浴的习惯，他们呢就是一个星期沐浴一次，甚至是一个月才沐浴一次。
So there's a great austerity to do this sadhana bhakti.
所以说呢，做这种 sadhana bhakti 的修习是一项极大的苦行。
But the result is that ultimately you will get something very sweet.
但是呢，这种苦行带来的最终的结果却是非常甜美的。
And the result of this is that you will come to the mode of goodness.
这种苦行带来的结果就是你会被提升到善良属性当中。
Now, the next one is that a happiness you get from some sensual attraction and bodily satisfaction.
而另一种激情属性的快乐呢？是来自于感官吸引和躯体的满足。
Many people in the world, they pursue this activity.
这个世界上的很多人都在追求这种快乐。
And they said this is the mode of passion.
这就是激情属性当中的快乐。
It is also a type of happiness.
它也是一种快乐。
And then there's the happiness you get from delusion and sleep and just being an illusion.And that's considered the mode of ignorance.
而来自愚昧属性的快乐呢，是妄想、愚昧、睡眠和迷惑。
So in English, they say there are different types of happiness: the happiness of the pig in the mud, or the happiness of the self-realized person.
Pig and the.
Just like the pig, it's you know, when he's in the mud, he looks like he's very happy.
就好像在我们这个 Krishna 知觉当中呢，就经常去说有两种快乐，一种呢就是猪在泥里面打滚的快乐，而另一种呢是觉悟了自我的人的快乐。
In Vrindavan, if you go to the back streets in Vrindavan,
描述这社会是阶层，各个阶层不同的品质和活动。
Varnas means Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra.
Varna 指的是 Brahmana 婆罗门查菲亚沙地利Vaishya 和书作。
So, there's this famous verse, peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, renunciation, or religiousness. These are the qualities of the Brahmanas.
这里呢有一个著名的诗节说的是 Brahmana 本性平静。自治、笃行、纯洁、宽容、诚实、有学问、明智、虔诚，他们以这种本性从事活动。
Yeah, samudra mastapaso cham shanti ajnamiva cha jnanam vijnanam asti cham brahma kama svabhava jam. This is the verse. Do you have that open?
I didn't have that verse in my book.
Samodamastapasucham.
Yeah. Which was?
Samodamastapasucham. Shanti Ajnam Evachagyanam Viginamastikam. Ramakama Svabhajam. So this is the one I just read, this peaceful one. And then, the next one is the qualities of the Kshatriya. Means to be a hero, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership. So these are natural qualities of a Kshatriya.
那就是在《佛家梵歌》第十八章的第四十二师节描述了婆罗门的品质，而接下来的师节呢，讲到了塔崔亚的品质。塔崔亚本性勇敢、有力、果断、机智、慷慨，有领导才能，打仗时英勇无畏。他们以这样的本性从事活动。
And then for the Vaishya means farming, cow protection, and business. These are for the Vaishyas.
而符合 Vaishya 本性的活动是经商、务农和保护乳牛。
And for the Shudras, there's labor and service to others, and it sometimes also said loyalty to the master.
这个而符合，出作本性的活动呢，是向他人提供服务和从事体力劳动，也就是说，他们必须要对他们的主人非常尊重。So,
actually, in the Vedic system, there are more classes, but these four classes are considered still religious people.
实际上呢，在伟达文化当中呢，除此之外还有很多其他的阶层。 但是呢，这四个阶层被认为是有宗教心的人。Now,
despite a person having different types of work, it is said everyone can serve Krishna according to their nature.
尽管有各种不同类型的工作，但是呢，每个人都可以按照他自己的本性去服务 Krishna.
It is also said that it's offensive to think of a devotee of a Vaishnava as a, sometimes people say Brahman Vaishnava or Kshatriya Vaishnava or Sudra Vaishnava. This is considered very offensive to think of a Vaishnava according to the type of work that they're doing.
如果我们根据一个奉献者他所从事的工作来评判一名 Vaishnava 的话，实际上这是一个极大的冒犯。有的时候我们会听到别人去说。 这个奉献者是 Brahmana Vaishnava， 那个奉献者是 Kshatriya Vaishnava， 或者某个奉献者是 Vaishya Vaishnava。 如果我们这样去说的话，实际上是冒犯。Yeah,
so the perfection of one's life is to take whatever your work is and to offer that for the pleasure of Krishna.
我们去做自己的无论什么工作。 并且呢，是为了 Krishna 的快乐而献出这工作，这就是生命的完美。And
whatever one's duty is in life, you should concentrate on that.
无论一个人在生活当中的职责是什么，他应该专注于他自己的职责。Sometimes
we think that, oh, I can do somebody else's duty.
有的时候呢，我们就会去想，我可以去做其他人的职责。But
if we do that, A, we neglect our own duty, and B, we may upset the person whose duty it is that we're trying to do instead.
但是呢，如果我们去做其他人的职责，而忽视了我们自己的职责的话，那我们这样做的话，其实是会让我们试图为之旅行的那个人，履行职责的那个人，会让他失望。Now.
Arjuna was a warrior, and he had a certain role to play.
His
duty was not to become a renunciate and walk away from the battle.
他的职责并不是变成一个弃绝者，去远离战斗。So
throughout the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna keeps reminding Arjuna of this.
在整部《佛家梵歌》当中， Krishna 都在不断地提醒 Arjuna 这一点。
He keeps telling Arjuna, do your duty.
Krishna 呢一直在告诉 Arjuna 你要履行你的职责。
And Prabhupada says that the desire to do something else than what is your duty is actually sense gratification.
睡了泡泡甚至说到呢睡了泡泡说到呢如果你不去履行你自己的职责而是去做其他的事情的话那这就是感官享乐。
Because Arjuna was thinking of his own pleasure rather than the desire of the Lord, which was for him to fight.
因为呢 ，Arjuna 想的是他自己的快乐，而不是主的愿望。因为主的愿望是希望他去作战。
We should think, I'm meant to act as the instrument of Krishna.
我们应该这样去想我们应该把自己看成是 Krishna 的工具去活动。
Just like Srila Prabhupada wrote a famous poem when he first came to America.
就比如 Srila Prabhupada 在第一次到达美国的时候他写下了一首著名的诗歌。
He said, I want to become like a puppet.And I want to dance, I will dance whatever way Krishna you want me to dance, I will dance in this way.
所以 Prabhupada 说到呢，我只想成为你手中的木偶。如果 Krishna 希望我以怎样的方式去起舞，我就会以怎样的方式起舞。
Now, although every activity we may do has some fault.
也许呢，我们做的活动或者是工作都有某些缺陷。
But that doesn't mean that we should give up that work and do something else.
但是这并不意味着我们要放弃那工作去做别的事情。
Rather, we should continue to do our work and do it as an act of duty, to please Krishna rather than thinking, is this result perfect or not perfect?
因此呢，我们应该继续我们应该继续就是规定给我们去做的这些工作因为这样做的话会去取悦 Krishna 无论这工作的结果是完美的还是不完美的
And the example is given of fire
这里举出了火的例子
Fire is pure
火是纯净的
ButWhen there is fire, there is also smoke, and we accept that it is, you know, it's also a something we don't like. So, with a perfection, sometimes there's also some product we don't like. But still, we accept that when there's fire, there is smoke. It's just how life is.
虽然呢火是纯净的，但是火在燃烧的时候呢，总是会有一些烟雾出现，而这些烟雾呢是我们不喜欢的。同样的，当我们在从事某些工作或者活动的时候呢，可能也会产生一些副产品是我们不喜欢的。但是呢，尽管如此，我们还是要继续的去做这个工作，我们要接受这一点，接受这些。
And for specific questions regarding.Your duty and your work, you should consult with the senior devotees.
关于呢你的工作或者是你的活动的细节方面呢，应该去咨询年长的奉献者。
Because everybody's situation.
这将解释成功的秘密。那成功的秘密是什么呢
？The secret is to always keep oneself in knowledge.
这个秘密就在于始终处在知识当中。
Because if you have purified intelligence, you'll always remain in the mode of goodness.
因为如果你的智力被净化了，你这个被净化了的这个智力呢，你就总是可以处在善良形态当中。
There will be no pride and there will be no over-endeavor for bodily needs beyond what is required.
在这个状态当中呢，一个人既不会骄傲也不会为了超出身体所需的东西而过度的努力。
And if you keep yourself in this condition, you'll become peaceful and you'll never become agitated.
如果你总是处在这种状态下，你就会变得非常的平和，不再愤怒，不再会被刺激。
Now, Krishna explains that most people who are spiritual seekers are actually interested in liberation.
现在 Krishna 继续解释说，大多数的灵性追求者都是对解脱感兴趣。
You find in India, people always asking.How to get moksha liberation?
我们在印度就会发现很多人总是在问如何得到 moksha, 如何得到解脱。
In the Christian world, they want to go to heaven.
在这个基督教徒的这个当中呢，他们就想去天堂。
Or in Buddhism, they want to achieve nirvana.
或者是说在佛教当中呢，他们想要达到 Nirvana, 涅槃。
The motivation is always, for me, what will I get? Will I get liberation? I want liberation. I. It's all about me.
但是呢，不管怎么样，他们的这个背后的目的都是一样的，就是给我怎么怎么样，我想要得到解脱。总是说我怎么样
？But those who are devotees, they go past this stage, and they reach the platform of devotional service.
但是呢，奉献者超越了这个层面，超越了这个阶段，达到了奉献服务的层面。
So in the nectar of devotion, it is said that devotional service is very rarely achieved.
在奉爱的甘露当中说到，奉献服务是极难获得的。
We shouldn't become proud, but devotional service is a very elevated stage of consciousness.
但是呢，我们并不能因为奉献服务是一个高度这个被提升的一个知觉状态我们不应该就为此而骄傲。
Devotees who achieve this platform are like pure rivers that have had all the dirt removed from them.
达到奉献服务层面的这个奉献者，就像清理了所有污垢的洁净的河流。
This platform of a devotee is called Brahmabhuta, or the stage of having no material hankerings or lamentation.
奉献者的层面称为 Brahma Bhuta, 或者说不再有物质的渴求和悲伤。
And generally, hankering and lamenting relates to some material designation with some worldly ideas of honor or dishonor or happiness and distress.
通常来说呢，这个渴求和悲伤都是由于物质化的概念，来自于世俗的想法。比如说名誉不名誉快乐和痛苦
And these things are all absent on the spiritual platform
而这些事情在灵性层面上是没有的是不存在的
Because on the spiritual platform we have on the spiritual platform there's only eternity knowledge and bliss
因为在灵性的层面上呢只有永恒的知识极乐
So it's called Sat, Chit, and Ananda.
就被称为 Sat, Chit, 和 Ananda.
Now, very importantly, a devotee never considers himself as being higher than anyone, but rather, he sees that everybody else is more engaged in Krishna consciousness even than himself.
主的奉献者从来不认为自己比别人高等，而是看到每个人都在比自己做更多的奉献服务。
This is the vision of the topmost devotee.
这是最高层面的奉献者的视域。
Now, to understand Krishna is not a material thing.
而理解 Krishna 并不是一件物质的事情。
Just because you have a lot of money or you're materially intelligent, you have a big degree, doesn't mean that you can see Krishna.
并不是说你拥有很多的钱财，或者是说呢，你拥有很高的这种学位，就能够看到，并不是这样的。
You know, rich people always think they can see anybody.
那些富有的人总是想呢，他们只要想见到谁就能见到谁。
But that doesn't qualify you in devotional service.
但是呢，这并不是一个人去从事奉献服务的资格。
You can only see Krishna when your heart is purified of unwanted things.
只有当你的内心得到了完全的净化，去除了所有的 anatta 之后，你才有可能看到 Krishna。
Yeah. And you have a taste for doing devotional service and chanting the holy name, which is called ruchi.
而且呢，只有在这个清除的阿那塔之后呢，你才会对唱诵圣名产生品味啊，这种品味叫做如起。
So, this practice of devotional service should be done under an expert devotee, which can be your spiritual teacher or your guru.
奉献服务的修习应该在一位专业奉献者的指导下进行。那这位专业奉献者可以被称之为灵性导师或者 guru。
And the guru channels the energy of bhakti according to the nature of the seeker, according to the nature of the devotee.
而 guru 呢会根据他的学生，他的这位奉献者的特定的本性，相应的引导 bhakti 的能量。
A guru is not meant to be approached about financial investment advice. A guru should never be approached for advice on financial investment or job, career, or family, all these things. This is not the business of a guru.
对，我们接近 guru 就变成一样的了。
Because Krishna is an individual, and we are individuals.
因为呢 ，Krishna 他是一个个体，而我们每一个人也都是个体。
So.With our own individuality, we get to serve the individual, the supreme individual, who is Krishna.
因此呢，每一个这个个体生物呢，会保留他们的个体的身份，然后用他们的能力去服务至尊的个体 Krishna.
So our spiritual life begins by hearing, and this hearing gradually frees us from.All the bad things about our long existence with material things and our misconceptions.
灵性生活从聆听开始，这样的聆听呢，会使它逐渐去除因为长时间与物质联谊而带来的疑虑和错误的观点。
And this freedom from misconceptions is actual liberation.
这种去除了错误的观念才是真正的解脱。
When you become free from all the stupid things that you learned, and you learn things how they actually are, then you feel, oh, now I understand.
当你呢去除了所有你之前学到的那些错误的观念，然后并且了解到事情真相的时候呢？你就会明白了，我终于知道是怎么回事了。
Sometimes you meet people, they spend their whole life believing in something, and then when they understand that what they believed in their whole life was not true, actually was something else was true, then it's like a moment where the light suddenly comes on, and the darkness is dispelled, and they think, oh.Now I finally understand.
有的时候呢，我们会看到一些人，比如说他在一生当中都有某一种信仰，但是呢，最终他却发现他之前相信的那些东西实际上都不是正确的，而他了解到事情的真相之后呢，他就会有一种感觉，觉得现在，终于出现了光明，而黑暗被驱散了。他这个时候就会想，我终于，找到真理了，找到真知了。
It's like experiencing freedom.
他这种感觉就好像是一种得到的感觉。
But that is liberation to become freed from ignorance.
这就是从这个愚昧当中解脱出来。
When one understands, oh, my whole life I thought that I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm Chinese, I'm American. And then suddenly you wake up one day and you realize, oh, I'm not this body, I'm a servant of Krishna. Then you realize, now I really feel truly free.
比如说呢，在此之前，我在此之前呢，你终身都在想我是男人或者我是女人，我是中国人或者我是美国人。但是呢，突然有一天你发现了，哦，我不是这个躯体，我是 Krishna， 的仆人。那这个时候你才是得到了这种真正的自由。
I'm an eternal spirit soul. I will not die when this body dies.
我是永恒的灵魂，我并不会随着躯体的终结而死亡。
I will live forever.
我会永远活下去。
So when you realize this, this is a moment of overwhelming happiness.
所以当我们觉悟到这些的时候呢，我们就会品尝到快乐。
And when you become a devotee, you get this knowledge immediately.
如果我们成为奉献者的话呢，就会立刻得到这些知识。
And immediately you can perform devotional service for Krishna.
而且立即的你就可以去为 Krishna 从事奉献服务了。
Never mind, it's not perfect.
不要介意，也许做的并不完美。
In the beginning, a mango may be green.
在刚开始的时候，这个芒果可能还是青色的。
But if you look after it nicely, and you're patient, it will ripen and then become very sweet.
但是呢，如果你非常小心的有耐心的去照顾它的话，终有一天这个芒果会变得成熟，它会变得非常的甜美。
So in the beginning, many of us maybe like this green mango.
所以说在刚开始的时候，我们可能就像一个青色的芒果。
But we can all become very sweet devotees of the Lord.
但是呢，逐渐逐渐的，我们都可以变成煮的非常甜美的这个成熟的芒果。
And when we meet each other, we will discuss pastimes of Krishna, and the nectar will overflow everywhere.
而且呢，我们会相互的这种聚会去讨论 Krishna 的逍遥时光，那这样的甜美呢就会在我们之间互相的这个流淌。
And we'll feel very happy in each other's association.
而且呢，我们也会为彼此的联谊而感到非常的快乐。
So I'll finish there for today. Next week will be the last part.And maybe if anybody has any questions now, they're welcome to ask. Otherwise, you can ask next time.
那我们今天的这个讲课呢，就讲到这里。那下一周呢，会讲述最后一部分。如果现在大家有什么问题的话，可以提上来。
So again, this Brahma-Bhuta platform means no hankering, no lamenting.
这个 Brahma-Bhuta 的层面意味着没有物质的渴求，没有物质的悲伤。
Earlier in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions that when one comes to this platform, this is considered like the first stage of liberation called Brahman liberation, Brahman consciousness.
Krishna 呢，在薄伽梵歌里面说到，一旦我们达到了 Brahma Bhuta 的层面呢，这就是达到了解脱的第一步，这就是解脱的第一步，也就是 Brahman 的解脱。
Means happy in any situation.
也就意味着一个人无论在什么境况当中，他都会非常的快乐。
Our problem is that we always think, oh, I have this problem, I have that problem. We're always lamenting.
我们的问题就在于呢，我们总是在想，哦，我有这个困难，我有那个问题，我们总是在这样悲伤着。
And the reason for that is that we have not yet learned to control our mind.
我们之所以，一会儿这种悲伤，一会儿又这种渴求，就是因为我们还没有学会控制我们的心意。
Because it said that as soon as you control your mind, you're at the Brahma Buddha platform.
因为呢，一旦你控制了心意，你就处在了 Brahma Buddha 的层面。
So we can make the test, see how advanced we are.
所以呢，我们可以去检验一下我们自己，看看我们自己到底有多进步。
Have I reached this first stage of realization?
我们有没有达到这个觉悟的第一个阶段呢？
And if we honestly can say no, then we have to think, I have to improve my chanting.
如果我们足够诚实的话，如果我们发现我们没有处在这个层面的话，那我们就要去想着如何去改善、提高我们的念诵。
I'm still not chanting the holy name perfectly.
我们会承认我还没有完美的去念诵圣名。
I'm not giving proper attention when I'm chanting.
我在念诵的时候没有给予足够的关注。
So everything has a very simple process to begin with, and the result can be very wonderful.
所以说呢，我们就可以从这个简单的程序开始，而结果会是非常的美好的。
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Bhagavad Gita ki jai. So if there are no questions, we can finish for today.
沙迪玛拉吉，请问现在有问题吗？
现在还没有问题。